you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Grace. You're not going to be able to read all of that, but it's a poem that I found with the hands of all of us. Eyes. You know, this morning I got up, and I take my glasses off and I can see absolutely nothing. Even with my glasses, I need an eye doctor. So I'm to the point where I need to get them checked and all of that. But so I get in, I put my glasses down, I get ready to get in the shower, and there's this shadow in my tub. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm stepping back, I grab my glasses, I put them on, and there's this bug. It must have been this long. No, it was probably only this long, and it had many, many legs. I was not at all happy. It didn't live, I'm sorry. Anybody who cares about it, but it didn't live. But eyes, how we see things. And sometimes it's not all just about what we see. Lately, I've been having meetings in the past year with, I'm the vice moderator of the Ohio Conference. And sometimes instead of actually meeting in person, we meet on the phone. I get that for mileage reasons, but I'm one of those people that I read eyes when people are in a meeting or when people are talking to me, and so it's very, very difficult for me to be on a meeting that is on the phone. What do you see? Owen was right on. It wasn't fair that he only got two and he worked all day. And Jonah only worked an hour, and he got two. But in God's unconditional love, it isn't just about justice. It's about love. Love versus justice. I always thought justice was what we needed to be about, and I still believe that. But love trumps justice. With God's unconditional love, God's unconditional love. It might seem unfair to us, but God's unconditional love makes everybody fair in God's eyes. Because you see, it has to do with God's eyes and God's heart. That's sheer generosity, sheer blessings. When you read at the call to worship this morning, could you see some of those things? Feel them? Sheer generosity. Yeah, I hate walking into spider's webs, but as Johanna described that, and as I think about what I was thinking when I wrote that, can't you see the beauty of a spider web? Or a crisp, crunchy apple. Or the smell of pumpkin pie. Blessings, sheer generosity. God's eyes and God's heart. Unconditional. Unconditional love. Yes, justice is important. Yes, we need to be just. But we also need to love God, love unconditionally. That trumps justice. Because you see, when we pay it forward, when we love unconditionally, even if it seems unfair, it's about love and not about fairness. I am sure many of us have looked at life and thought, that's just not fair. I should get paid more. I've worked harder. I've spent more hours doing this. And then comes along somebody who only worked for a little bit, didn't work nearly as hard as I worked, kind of played around a little bit, and they got paid the same. But you see, it's God's generosity, God's sheer generosity of God's heart and God's eyes that fills us with the grace and love. One of the things when I came here is I told you a couple stories, but I really feel called to be here at Grace United Church of Christ. And I could say it's unfair because really, literally, I'm taking a $5,000 pay cut to be here. I mean, from my last church. And at times when I first began to think about that, I'm like, that's unfair. That seems really unfair. But you know what? Yeah, it's going to be tough at times for to pay for those two kids to go to college, but it's not about fairness, and it's not about taking a pay cut. It's about God's sheer generosity, God's unconditional love. You are a vital congregation. You might not see yourselves at that, but when I said that I was coming to Grace United Church of Christ, that I was called here, people across the state of Ohio, older pastors, younger, people went, wow, what a great church that is. You need to feel those blessings, that grace, that unconditional love of God that fills you. Because you see, it's not all about numbers, although numbers are nice. If it was all about numbers, I wouldn't be here. It's about God's unconditional love and about the sheer generosity of God's arms embracing us and giving us the love to share. So, love, justice. Which do you choose? Do you choose love? Do you choose justice? If it's that choice, and that's the only choice, I'm going to choose love over justice every time. Now, that doesn't mean that we go about being unjust. That doesn't mean that we go about making the world seem unfair to others. It means that we go about sharing God's unconditional love, because when we share God's unconditional love, the world is God's. So, sometimes things might seem unfair to us. But grace, at the end of the day, when we pause, it's all about grace. God's love, God's unconditional sheer generosity, filling each of us as we share that with others. My challenge to you and to me. Okay, let's look at things and not see the bug with the little legs crawling around. Let's look at the spider web and not see the icky, sticky stuff that's going to get on us. Let's look at God's sheer generosity in our lives. And let's share that with others through the love of God that fills us unconditionally, no matter what. Thanks be to God. Amen.